Irish man, both young and stern, with adventure in your soul. There are better ways to spend your days than working down a hole. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. I cursed the day he went away to work on that hydro dam, for sweat and tears and hopes and fears bound up in shuddering jams. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. And the ganger's blue-eyed boy was he. Big Jack could do no wrong, but the reason simply was because he could work hard hours and long. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. But believe me, child, it's for sweat and blood that they want you down a hole. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back. He's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack.
That's Christina and Quinn Bashand with Crooked Jack from their new album, Little Hinges. It came out earlier this year. Great to have them join us on Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. The conference is definitely in full swing. Lots of great music. And from the point of view of a radio broadcaster, a great opportunity to talk to artists about their music. I've been wanting an interview with Christina and Quinn for so long. It's great to have them join me in the studio. How are you guys doing today?
Very good. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Jen.
So you're from Victoria on Vancouver Island. You've been making music for quite a while. Can you tell us a little bit of how you got started with your music?
Well, we have two very eccentric parents. And so our mom being from Spain and our dad being French, Albertan, they both were traveling through Europe and they settled on the West Coast. They're settlers. No, just kidding. But they settled on the West Coast and started this family. And so we came from that family, and there's a lot of different types of music around the house, so surrounded with lots of vinyl, jazz, and traditional music, of course. And Christina started the trend of got into Celtic music. Christina picked up the fiddle, I think you were 7 years old.
Yeah, I started. Well, I started with classical violin. Both Quinn and I started with Suzuki, so classical violin. And our dad was our Suzuki parent. Basically, he came along with all the lessons with us, and we learned together. And then a few years after I'd started with Suzuki, I heard my first fiddle music, and then I really wanted to sign up for fiddle lessons.
Yeah, and our dad, I think, was. He had a big hand in me playing the guitar and different instruments. He was a luthier in Edmonton in the 70s, and so there was lots of guitars around the house, and that's how I started playing the guitar, was my dad showing me chords and stuff like that. And
because you're pretty prolific as artists, right? How many albums have you made? Because you've made what, 3 or 4 albums as Christina and Quinn, but I think you both also have solo careers going on as well.
Yeah, we recorded our first album. I was 11 and Christine was 16, I think. And then we recorded a few years later. We traveled in Ireland and stuff. We did like a little CD release tour, almost like a vacation, you know. And so we traveled through Ireland and Scotland, and we really fell in love with Irish traditional music. So the next album, I would have been 14 and you were, how old were you?
14.
20 maybe?
Yeah.
And it was very Irishy, you know. And then with this last one, Christina moved to Amsterdam, and I moved to high school. So everything kind of changed.
I noticed that you like to sort of point out that she is somewhat older than you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about that. She's way older than me, though. No, I'm just kidding. No. Christina, how old are you, Christina?
I just turned 25.
Guess what? I'm 20. No, I'm not. You're 19. I'm 19, yeah.
The new album, I think it's an album that quite clearly is pushing boundaries. I mean, there's a lot of different styles on it. Obviously, some Celtic music is clearly in that, but you're also trying to stretch it. Was that your goal with the album when it was produced?
Yeah, we were both listening to lots of different types of music, and we kind of saw a trend in a lot of traditional music that, like modern traditional music, you know, we're recording old tunes and kind of spicing them up with some more modern instruments and arrangements. We saw a lot of similarities between groups and between songs that they played, and we wanted to kind of approach it in a different way, just to kind of not just have a tune be the bass and just sprinkle some electric guitar on top, which we did like on the album before. We'd put some, you know, some swelly delay electric guitar or something like that, and kind of, but it was still, it's not really pushing any boundaries because it's been done many times before. So just trying to have the electric guitar, and there's lots of organ, Rhodes piano, like auto harp, like shortwave radio and things like that be integral parts to the arrangements of the tunes instead of just being something that you're adding to. You know what I mean?
It's not really an afterthought. It's like, yeah, like Quinn says, it's an integral. It's a really main component to the arrangement and to the tracks.
I have to ask you about influences, because I get a sense that there are people that you really admire in music. And one of the natural ones, because the fact that you started in Celtic music, would be, you know, people like Natalie McMaster. I know what she's been doing with Donal Leahy on their new album, mm-hmm. Which came out actually around the same time that yours did, was again looking to try and push boundaries. Who are the sort of people that you look up to and inspire you as far as your music's concerned?
Well, I toured a lot with Ashley when I was 13, 14, 15.
Ashley
McIsaac, yeah. And then I also toured with Natalie McMaster. And so I've kind of peeked into those, both of those worlds a bit. So and it's nice to see them doing their own thing. And one thing I found is that they're really playing to their strengths, and they both are from Cape Breton, and they both are rooted into that tradition. But for us, we are not rooted into really any tradition. You have to dig back pretty deep, you know, like with our Spanish mom and our French Albertan dad, even, you know, those roots go back pretty far. So just growing up on the West Coast, we try to get those things. And I guess we're both very young people, and the way that we look at old recordings and stuff is much different than Ashley McIsaac. Like Ashley, I was just in the car with him a few months ago, and he was showing me these old tapes of different fiddle players, and just we both were seeing the things that really jumped out to us. And for me, it was the recording quality of it. And to him, it was the vibrato of the guy. And we were trying to figure out, you know, we both have very different perspectives on it. So I guess just looking at old music, we listened to lots of like old jazz, and we listened to, there's a lot of great groups around right now, like in Canada and in the States, that are kind of trying to make music intuitively, and old folk stuff. Like I love Sybille Bayer. Is that what, I think that's how you pronounce her name. Just kind of things that you've never heard before. So things that are fresh to you, fresh to your ears. And we're looking at it a certain way because we're from this generation. So
now when you play as a duo, Christina, you play most of the fiddle, but do you still play some fiddle on when you play together?
Yeah,
Quinn?
I play some fiddle on a couple of tracks on the album, but when we're doing this live, I can't do that. So I try to play guitar, try to lay down the bass as much as I can. But in the shows, I'll play guitar. This is acoustic guitar, the one that my dad made. And the banjo, which was built by my friend Jason Romero, and an Irish tenor banjo by my friend from Clarine Banjos in Ireland, and a fiddle, which was made probably by a Chinese man. He's not my friend, but maybe I'll meet him one day.
But he made a great fiddle.
No.
He plays like the worst fiddle ever. It's really, I've broken strings in concerts before and then had to use his fiddle, you know, just as a backup for, you know, because there's not time to change the string. And it's really tough, you know.
It's an experience for sure.
It's an experience.
We have instruments in the studio. We're going to play them. But I do want to talk about Crooked Jack because we started off with that today. That's a song that people may know from the fact that Dick Goffin covered it. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, that's who we heard it from. Was I don't know how to pronounce his name. Someone the other day told me it's supposed to be pronounced Dick Gone, like you just don't pronounce the GH, but I always have been pronouncing it Dick Gawkin, and so I don't know. But yeah, Dick whoever, that Scottish guy, you know, that's
never heard of him.
That's who
we're
heard
big fans, so.
We heard that song from him. Another song in the album too, What You Do With What You Got, which I think we're gonna play live later. Both those songs I heard from him, and he's like a huge inspiration to me. The songs that he collects, you know, he chooses them so well, and he sings them so powerfully.
That song, I'd never heard it actually before, but Christina showed me the melody, and we paired it up with a traditional Irish tune called Last Night's Fun. So Crooked Jack and Last Night's Fun together, we wanted to have banjo on it, and we wanted to also have electric guitar on it. A lot of the guitar on the album is tuned down a tone because there's no bass on the album other than there's some organ bass pedals, but not on this track. So there's two guitars. One's a Telecaster, and all the strings are tuned down a tone, and then the low string is tuned down to a C. And then I ran that through. I have this really big jazz chorus amp, Roland Jazz Chorus. And so I turned up the vibrato as high as it would go. So it's very warbly, you know. And then we mic'd it. I tuned a mandola, you know, the instrument, the mandola, tuned every string to C, and then put a mic inside it so that it would resonate those C strings, because the song is in C minor. And then put the mic in there, and that's the mic that was miking the amp, and then another guitar through a Leslie speaker from an organ, from a Hammond organ. Yeah, there's the 5-minute thing about just the guitars. Now we can move on. No, just kidding.
I can see why you like to hang out with Ashley McIsaac, because it's obviously it's stretching the boundaries of what you can achieve. We have a guitar and a fiddle in the room.
That's true.
Why don't we play some live music? What are you going to play for us?
We're going to play the other song in the album that we heard from the singing of Dick Gawkin now. It's called What You Do With What You Got. And we paired it with an original tune of Quinn's called Miss Hannah's Reel, which he wrote it for his grade 7 teacher.
Why that song? Because that is a fabulous song. I don't know if you're familiar with the Eddie Reader version. It's a Psycon song. Mm-hmm. Eddie Reader did a fabulous, fabulous version. And there's actually a great video of Eddie Reader singing it as part of a TED Talk, which was absolutely blew my mind. Just the passion that she brings to it. I know when you sing it, you also have that passion. Can you talk about how that song resonated with you?
I guess when I heard it, I just saw it as a good opportunity to send out a positive message at our shows. We would play this tune at every show, I would say. And I know Dick Gawkin, he's opened up his shows with it for 20 years, ever since he first learned it. Just singing this song and inspiring people to, you know, to do good things and to be mindful of others and respectful. And a couple of years ago, we were showcasing at Folk Alliance Conference. I think we were in Kansas City that year. We met Psycon. He was showcasing as well. And he invited us to play it in his showcase room, which was really cool. We had never met him before, and he just sort of welcomed us in. It was a cool experience. And so we've been in touch with him ever since, and he's also a really great guy.
Absolutely a wonderful performer and songwriter. This is What You Do With What You Got from Christina and Quinn Bashand, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm John Hall.
Well, you must know someone like him. He was tall and strong and lean, with a body like a greyhound and a mind so sharp and keen. But his heart just like a laurel grew twisted around itself, till almost everything he did brought pain to someone else. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. Cause what's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? And what use is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? And what good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. Between those who use their neighbor and those who use a cane, between those in constant power and those in constant pain, between those who run to evil and those who cannot run, tell me which ones are the cripples and which ones touch the sun. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. And what's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? And what use is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? And what good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got.
That's Christina and Quinn Bashand with What You Do With What You Got from their great new album, Little Hinges. They're our special guests on Folk Roots Radio today. You must have a lot of fun when you do that in concert, and I imagine it's probably pretty popular, is it, with the audience when you play it?
Yeah, I think people seem to like that one. It's, as we said, a very positive message, and we love playing. It's everything we love doing. We love singing, playing our instruments, playing fiddle tunes. Every show is great, and every day is great.
So tell us a little bit about the writing process. Do you write together, or is that something that you do individually?
With fiddle tunes, we would write them individually and bring them to each other.
And sometimes, like, there's been times when I've written maybe just an A part for a tune, or I've written a full tune, and I just show it to Quinn, and he has some suggestions, and so, yeah, like, co-writing. But usually I'll come to him with something, you know, already that I wrote on my own, and then he'll add to it.
The interesting thing with the two tracks that we've just played is the way that you decide to meld two songs together or two tunes together.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's quite the tradition in Celtic music to put a set together that may have three or four different tunes that run into each other. What I find interesting, particularly on the one we just listened to, was the way that you actually put your own tune on the end of the Cy Carn song.
Just finding ways to add them in. Like on Crooked Jack, we would play a couple verses and play just the A part, and then we'd do a couple verses and then just play the B part. And on that tune, it was nice because we put in Miss Hannah's reel, the reel that I wrote, and stuck in the B part. And that seemed to mesh really well. Like we tried the A part, and that didn't work very well, so we tried the B part, and then we found there's some similarities with the harmonic structure of the song and the tune. And actually, the harmonic structure of these tunes, like in Crooked Jack, Last Night's Fun, and these traditional tunes traditionally don't have any accompaniment. It's just bagpipe drones and stuff like that. So anything that you do, you kind of have full control over what chords you do, and then that will affect the song, and the song will affect the tune. There's a nice little thing that happens.
Adding our own original tunes into songs as an instrumental, that's something that I think we've done it a few times throughout this album, and also on previous albums on Family, which was our 2011, I guess, release. There's a song called Red Rocking Chair. It's an old-time song. I think it's the last track on the album. We put in a tune that I wrote as the instrumental for that. Half Moon Bay is the name of that tune. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to put in your original tunes and original music, and especially so on this album, there's a lot of original songs and tunes, and whether it just be like a small instrumental in the middle of a song or like the whole track, or in the sets of tunes, like you say, traditionally with instrumental music, you would not just play one tune in the Celtic tradition, but you would make a set usually of three tunes, two or three tunes or more. And so in all the sets on the album, there's at least one original tune, and sometimes a couple.
I'm going to ask you to play for us again. What are you going to play for us this time?
The next set of tunes we're going to play is a great example of what we're talking about. It starts off with a traditional tune that we heard from the playing of Frankie Gavin. It's one that we had never heard before, you know, in sessions on the West Coast, and even if you're in Toronto or whatever, there's a kind of tunes that are in style, you know, at the time. It's a very cliquey group of people, the Irish scene, so they usually know all the same tunes, and this is one we had never heard before. So we thought it was cool, so we stuck it at the beginning, and then we go into a tune that Christina wrote. Christina is a well-studied young lady. She's actually receiving her second master's at the end of this year. This one's in music. The last one was in infectious diseases. So when she was receiving her master's in infectious diseases, she went and did an internship in Uganda, where she was collecting data and studying cholera. So she interviewed many people in Uganda, and right?
It's so funny, like, trying to hear him talk about what I was doing. So I went to Uganda for 3 months.
She became very pretentious.
I did 120 interviews. I traveled, like, each day. It was out very remote, away from the town where I was living. So an hour and a half on the back of a motorcycle every day out to the field where I was doing the interviews, and an hour and a half back. And, yeah, it was a very interesting sort of experience.
So she made some friends, and when it was time to say goodbye, she wrote this tune about the farewell party. And the party was held at a bar mm-hmm. or restaurant called Henrik's. Is that correct?
Yeah, Henrik's Bar.
Henrik's Bar. There, Henrik's. It's kind of like the Keg, but it's in Uganda. And so she wrote this tune. It's called Henrik's Farewell.
And then the third tune is a tune that Quinn wrote. Some friends of ours, they named their child after him.
Christina is not sure whether that was a good idea or not, but it's all right. They did it anyway, and it's legal, so they can't back down anymore. So his name is Quinn. K-W-I-N-N. No, just kidding. It's not. It's Q-U-I-N-N. And they asked me to be the godfather, and so I decided I'm probably not a good godfather, so I'll just write him a tune. And there you go. That's how this tune was born. It's called Quinn Jr.'s Welcome. Christina's tune is Henrik's Farewell, and together it's the Welcome Farewell set.
That sounds good, eh?
Cool.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's Christina and Quinn Bashand with the Welcome Farewell set on Folk Roots Radio today. It's great fun having you guys in the studio. What I'd like to do is to talk about the live experience, because as I understand it, you're often in different places. I think, Christina, we mentioned before the last song that you, your master's degrees. You're doing a master's in music, and I think that's in Ireland, isn't it? In Limerick, Ireland?
Yeah, I moved to Ireland in September. And I'll be there for the year studying music, which is very exciting. And Quinn, he's studying music as well. He got the presidential scholarship at Berkeley. Actually, it's the Slate Scholarship, Gary Slate and the Slate family. And yeah, so he has his full tuition, room and board, everything at Berkeley College of Music.
So how does that work when you play live together? Obviously, it means fitting your touring into certain periods of time throughout the year.
Yeah, so this, we both missed a few days of school, like before and after the conference, Folk Music Ontario Conference. And then over Christmas, that'll be the next time that we play together. We both have about a month off school over the winter break. So yeah, we're doing a tour of the Eastern United States.
And you're working on different projects because Quinn, I think you have the Brishin as well, which is your gypsy jazz project. Do you want to tell us about that?
Sure. I did a tour with a fiddle player named Richard Moody, and that was the summer of maybe 2013. And we both found this shared love of gypsy jazz. And so when I was growing up, like what we were mentioning about our dad having lots of different types of music, one of the things that I was really drawn to was Western swing, and I listened to lots of Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang. And then he pulled up a album by Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli and the Hot Club of France. And so I listened to that quite a bit and I got really into that. But I started touring with these fiddle players like Ashley McIsaac and a lot of fiddle players in Canada and with Christina. But when Christina moved away, she moved to Amsterdam, I started doing a lot more of that stuff. So I started this project, and on that album I had Richard Moody playing violin. He's in part of the Bills, and he tours with Ruth Moody and the Waylon Jennies and people like that. So just recording demos right now. I have this little Tascam, like little mini reel-to-reel machine. So I'm recording all my demos on this little cassette tape that I bought at a thrift store in Washington. And that's really fun right now. And hopefully we'll have a new album in the next year.
And Christina, you're working on some solo stuff or thinking about some solo stuff too?
Yeah. So for me, like, I've been the big sister and it's me and Quinn, you know, that's been my only project. But I am looking into the future. I am excited and looking forward to maybe working on a solo project or maybe teaming up with some people over and at the University of Limerick or in Ireland. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting more into that. Since I've been in Limerick, it's the first time that I played solo fiddle, and I've been playing around with a lot of fiddle cross tuning, so just tuning the strings in different ways. It's something that's very common in the old-time American fiddle tradition. Even French-Canadian music, they do it, and even in Scotland and Ireland, I know A-E-A-E, for instance, is one tuning that's used a fair bit. So I've just been sitting at home on the evenings that I'm not out, you know, playing at a session and just playing around with different tunings, kind of making some up. And it's really nice because you can make beautiful chords on the violin. And when you're playing, these other strings are resonating and you get this really, really full sound that you don't get when you're just in standard tuning G, D, A, E.
I'm going to ask you to play another tune for us. Can we get another one in before you guys get done?
Definitely. I think Quinn's going to sing one now. On Little Hinges, our newest album, Quinn made his singing debut, which is very exciting.
It's very official, too.
So the official debut of Quinn's singing voice. And this track, sadly, it's not on that album, but it should be on the next album. It's called Truly Understand, and it's a song that we heard from the singing of Bruce Molsky, who is an old-time fiddler and multi-instrumentalist and singer. And yeah, Quinn, he's been, I think he said a couple lessons with Bruce in Boston.
This is one Bruce Molsky taught me. then he kissed me on the lips. Oh, that's a lie. Wait. wish to the Lord I'd never been born. Back when I was a baby, I never would have seen them two brown eyes feeling salty gravy. Oh, feeling salty gravy. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. Who will shoe your pretty little feet? Who will glove your hand? Who will kiss your ruby red lips when I'm in a foreign land, babe? When I'm in a foreign land. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. Papa will shoe my pretty little feet, Mama will glove my hand, Sister will kiss my ruby red lips when I'm in a foreign land, babe. When I'm in a foreign land. Never will take another one's hand, let her hair be black or brown. I'd rather be sitting on the edge of some mountain where the rain keeps falling down, babe. Where the rain keeps falling down. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. Wish to the Lord I'd never been born. Back when I was a baby, never would have seen them two brown eyes feeling salty gravy. Oh, feeling salty gravy.
That's Christina and Quinn Bashand with Truly Understand. A new song from a future album?
A new song maybe from the next one, yeah.
Great. Great to have you join us today.
Thank
if
so
people
much.
Want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
If people want to learn more about our music, they could visit our website, which is qbashand, that's qbashand.com. And yeah,
Facebook.
We have Facebook, we have Twitter. We're more active on Facebook, I would say. Although we're trying, you know, it's a learning curve.
We're going to play Never Goodbye and Three Little Babes to finish off today. They're actually two tracks that when you play in concert, you actually play together. On the album, I think they're set up as individual tracks. Do you want to talk about those?
Yeah, so Quinn and I, it's kind of a weird thing. We play a lot as a duo. That's one thing that we do. But with this new album, a lot of the tracks, especially in the later parts of the album, they're less traditional, and there's the electric guitar and percussion and stuff that comes in. And so, yeah, some of those require kind of a full band to be able to perform it. And this would be an example of one, Never Goodbye and Three Little Babes. They're both examples of ones that work really well with the full band. And so we're excited to be, we're showcasing this weekend at Folk Music Ontario. We're doing a bit of solo stuff in some of the private showcases, but also we have a band with us. We have Stephen Foster, who will be playing drums with us. He's based here in Toronto. And then a friend of Quinn's, Ben Knorr, who's also studying at Berklee College of Music, who will be playing electric guitar with us. So yeah, the four of us will probably play these two tracks at some point over the weekend. And the first tune is an original one that I wrote a couple years back. We were in the Midwest of the United States, and I was just reflecting on the people that we meet and connect with at festivals and at events like this as well. And you're just thrown together, and you have this short period of time to connect and to play music together. And then at the end of the weekend, you have to say goodbye. And it's sad to say goodbye, but at the same time, you know deep down that you'll see them somewhere, sometime along the line. So for us, we did OCFF back when it was OCFF. Now it's Folk Music Ontario in 2012. And so being back this year, it's cool to see some of the same faces and reconnect with those people that we met a few years back. And this Never Goodbye, this tune is about that. It's about, the bittersweet sort of goodbye.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you join us today.
Thank
Christina and Quinn Bashand, we're going to leave you with Never Goodbye and Three Little Babes from the album Little Hinges. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
was a woman and she lived alone. And baby, she had three. She sent them away to a far country to learn their grammar. They'd not been gone but a very short time, scarcely 6 weeks to the day, when death, cold death, swept o'er the land and stole those babes away. Wish the wind may never cease, nor flashes in the flood, till my three little babes return to me in earthly flesh and blood. Was very close to Christmas time. The nights were long and cold, and the very next morning at the break of day, them babes came a-running home. She set the table for sweet tears, my mother.